something that Republicans are proposing that I don't think is going to go anywhere, and I think is just a fundraising issue and just a show of force. And once again, it goes against conservative values, in my opinion. But with a twist. This one has a little bit of a twist. This is a trio of Republican lawmakers outlined legislation on Tuesday. So I'm a couple of days late. I was going to talk about this on Tuesday night, but we went long with our main topic. So they proposed on Tuesday legislation aimed at ending Major League Baseball's antitrust exemption after the All-Star Game was moved out of Georgia in protest of the state's new voting restrictions. Remember, we covered those voting restrictions, and I told you that a lot of what's being said about those voting restrictions is not true. And there's really not a lot of big changes going on there. Heather says, I cannot stand Mike Lee. Well, you're going to have a chance to vote for him or not, and there's a ton of people lining up to run against him in a primary. So, you know, we'll see what happens. Let's see. The legislation pushed from the three conservative senators. Who do you think they are? Ted Cruz, Mike Lee, and Josh Hawley. Comes amid growing frustrations among Republicans over corporations and sports leagues embracing causes associated with progressives, such as protecting voting rights. You hear the slant in this article that I'm reading. I forgot to copy over the link, so I can't tell you who it is. Major League Baseball relocated the Midsummer Classic from Truist Park, the Atlanta Braves' home in Cobb County, Georgia, to Denver's Coors Field due to recently enacted voting limits signed into law by Governor Brian Kemp. All right, let's talk about this a little bit. Once again, my fellow Republicans are getting mad at companies for exercising their rights. And it boggles my mind. Now, you might be asking, what do you know what the antitrust exemption is? And what are they threatening? Well, it's interesting with sports, professional sports. You know, we live in a country where we don't want monopolies, and we break up monopolies. But there are some monopolies that we allow to exist, and we allow them to exist through congressional exemption. Congress has the authority to say, oh, you guys over there, you can have your monopoly. And they really don't have to tell you why. And so Major League Baseball has an antitrust exemption. NFL, antitrust exemption. And this is why Congress feels like they can butt in whenever there's an issue with these sports. Because they feel like, hey, we're giving you guys a favor here. And so you really need to listen to us, and you really need to, you know, take us seriously and what we want. And this is why you've had Congress likes to butt in on pro sports. Because I guess they feel like, well, they could break it up. You could break up Major League Baseball. You could break up the NFL. You could break up the NBA. And so they're threatening to take away their antitrust exemption. Now, we, again, just like with the Supreme Court nominees, we can have a discussion about whether or not professional sports should have an antitrust exemption. It seems kind of against what we believe and what we want in a capitalistic society, because competition is good. And without competition, capitalism doesn't work. And so, again, if we were just having a discussion with Mike Lee or anybody else, hey, should we look at these antitrust exemptions and try and figure out what's going on? That's a discussion we could have. But this discussion is not being had because we're against antitrust exemptions. This discussion is going on because we're against corporations getting involved in politics and making political decisions. Like Steven on TikTok says, corporations should stay away from politics altogether. Why? Don't businesses have rights? Let me flip it. If you're a conservative, do you not believe that if you're a cake maker and you don't want to make a cake for an LGBT couple, that you should have the right to do that? We don't seem to have a problem with a business making a choice when it lines up with our principles. It was like, did you see the MyPillow guy? He started his own social network, and it's the free speech social network. I don't know what it's called, but he's saying this is a place where free speech will occur and nobody will be censored. Well, the story out is that you get blocked if you take the Lord's name in vain. So much for free speech. See, this is going around. We love free speech when it fits in our corner. We love free speech. But when free speech goes against something we hold dear, man, we're all over taking away those rights. Part of capitalism, part of free speech, part of what makes this country great is that businesses can decide to cater to any group that they want to. And if they feel that they can appeal to a certain segment of the population to purchase their products or to attend their games, if they feel that that's a beneficiary decision for them, then why on earth shouldn't they have the right to take their game somewhere else? Just like you as an individual, you have every right to take your dollars somewhere else. I know, I can't tell you how many people I know that have stopped watching the NBA because the NBA has become so political. You don't pass laws to take away their speech or their rights. You vote with your dollars. You vote with your feet. That's conservatism. That's what capitalism is. Not government controls. It's like when we talked about making social media to bend to somehow censor them so that they equally cater to everybody. No, if I want to start a social media, if Donald Trump, here's another example. Donald Trump railed against Facebook for going against conservatism. I've documented how all of those claims are inaccurate and they're pumped up and they're simply not true. And that the real censorship, if you want to call it, was happening against two things and only two things: unsubstantiated claims of election fraud and unsubstantiated COVID claims. It wasn't a battle against conservatism. 99.99999% of all conservatives elected or on the air or anywhere else kept their social media. They weren't tagged. They weren't censored. This was a battle against COVID misinformation and the big lie. And it became convenient to say, look at that, they're tagging me. And why are they tagging me? Why are they blocking me? They're blocking me because I'm a conservative. No, sir. They're blocking you because you're spewing lies. That's why they're blocking you. Lies that have an impact on lives. Election lies that lead to insurrections and COVID lies that lead to loss of life. It was never a battle against conservatism. Conservatives kept their access. But so the president saying, well, it's not fair. You shouldn't be able to do that. Now the former president going to start his own social media network. Do you think that he's not going to cater to one specific group? Of course he is, and rightly so. Do it. Do it. Kenny on TikTok says, yes, they are bullies, but again, they have the money. And election year, they are heroes to parties. Steven, you got to go watching my other podcasts on COVID. He's calling it the biggest lie of the century. I'm sorry that you believe that. If you believe that, then you have to believe. And I'm not going to dive into it here, but I'll just make this one quick statement. You have to believe that every single government official on the planet is in on the lie. Every leader of every country, every epidemiologist of every country, you have to believe that the entire globe is in on that lie. Now, if you believe that every country on the earth got together and said, we're going to join in and perpetuate this lie, I don't know what to tell you. Stephen also saying the election was full of fraud. Every election has been full of fraud. What you have to find is widespread voter fraud. I've been covering elections for 20 years. Every election has had dead people voting. Every election has had people committing fraud. That's nothing new. You have to come up with widespread voter fraud. And Donald J. Trump never once in one single court briefing alleged a single case of voter fraud. I've read every brief. Never once. And don't tell me the courts wouldn't hear it. They wouldn't hear it because he didn't allege fraud. You have to put in the brief what you're going to allege so that the court will know what they're hearing. All right, we get sidetracked here. COVID, every country in on it. India's really getting beat up right now. Every country has experienced more deaths than they have in any year for the past 10 years. Every single country. All of the first responders in every country, all of the epidemiologists, all of the world leaders, everybody in every country on the face of the earth, they're in on the lie. Okay. All right. Meanwhile, there's mountains of evidence and peer-reviewed studies backing up and statistical, both local and national, in every country on the planet, that this is real. Okay, but it's a lie. It's all right. I'm not going to kick you off for sharing your thoughts. Now, Stephen says we didn't need to shut down the system. Now, not everybody responded the same way. Whether or not we shut down the system has nothing to do with whether or not COVID is a lie. Those are two different things. Heather says, same with flat earth. Okay, where were we? Okay, antitrust. All right, so again, if you're going after Major League Baseball and all professional sports because you don't think they should have an antitrust exemption, fine. But if you're doing it because you don't like the choices, the political choices that these businesses are making, I don't think you're a conservative. I don't think you believe in capitalism. I don't think you believe in competition. I think you believe in those things when you get what you want. But when you don't get what you want, I don't think you believe in those things. And it's crazy. If you want free speech is a guarantee of one thing. You're going to get offended. And there are those out there who want free speech without the offense. If you want freedom, I mean, one of the greatest parts of this country is business rights. And one of the very successful things that President Trump did is he stripped away a lot of the regulations put on these corporations. But yet when the corporations don't do what they want politically, they have no problem talking about regulations put on them. I don't understand it. It does not make sense. Steven still sharing stuff on COVID. Steven, every one of your claims, I've picked them apart. Go back and listen to previous podcasts. Every single one of them. The claim that every death has been counted as COVID. Every one of those things has been dealt with. All of them. But I can't get sidetracked every single podcast. Okay, any other thoughts on Major League Baseball? I don't think this is going to pass. I think it's a political maneuver. I think it's for fundraising. And so we have two examples. Democrats doing something, trying to pack the court because they were wronged. Republicans threatening Major League Baseball because they feel wronged. Where's the standing on business here? Where's the standing on principles? Excuse me. Where's the standing on values? Todd on Facebook says, McConnell doesn't want businesses to participate in politics unless it's donating money, especially to him. Yeah, I agree. Kenny on TikTok says, baseball is old money and power. That's why they have a strong say. Can I just say, baseball is about the most boring thing I've ever seen in my life. I mean, I think it was the pastime when there was nothing else to pass time. But if you want to ever look at how boring baseball is, just look at the dugouts, where those players are chewing and spitting and doing everything in their power to keep themselves engaged or involved in something that is. And let's talk about the All-Star game. If you want to get upset at the All-Star game, isn't it true that that whoever wins the All-Star game, whether or not it's the East or the West, that side gets home court advantage, home field advantage in the World Series? Is that the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard? I mean, you want to talk about baseball. I like going to games. When I lived in Texas, we were the Texas Rangers station. And so I had the opportunity to, I had access to the box, to the radio station box once a year. And I could bring in, 15 members of my family and friends, and we would sit up there in the box. And there is certainly a unique kind of wonderful community feeling about sitting in the stands and watching a baseball game. But on TV, I'll tell you when it's exciting is on SportsCenter, when they take every single exciting play that happened and they wrap it up into 30 seconds. That's when baseball is fun and exciting. I will watch golf all day long over baseball. And you're like, Jay, golf? Golf is actually very fast moving. It's quiet, but it's very fast moving, because every 30 seconds they're going to another shot and another shot and another shot. Not baseball, man. Whoosh. Tammy says, those are fighting words. Baseball is an experience. The field, food, seventh inning stretch. Tammy, I agree with the in-person experience. 100%. 100%. On television? Ugh. I don't get it. And playing it is, of course, fun. Though I was never very good at it. Let's see. Kenny says, but they're still strong enough to keep Mark Cuban out. He also says he agrees. NFL is the best. NFL can get boring, too. The between plays, I'm now a 30-second skipper, I got the 30-second button on the remote, and I'm skipping between each play because NFL bogs down for me now. This is the world we live in. This is the TikTok world we live in. This is the immediate response world we live in. Orion says, oh man, I was about to say golf, but football, I don't understand it. I love the strategy of football. I love the chess match of football. Football was the first sport I ever watched and enjoyed. So I'm a diehard football fan. I've been a Raiders fan since the day I've ever watched football, because I was in Northern California at the time. David says, yeah, I think football is worse. Jenny says, hockey is the best sport to watch. Hands down. Oh, Jenny, not hockey. Hockey has its great moments, for sure, if you can keep your eye on the puck. I've been to two. We're really getting off track here, but that's okay. I've been to two professional hockey games. One I watched. The other I slept through. And the one I slept through probably cost my job. The one I slept through, many of you know, I used to, before I got into radio 20 years ago, I used to run all of the Little Caesars restaurants in Salt Lake City, all 42 of them. And we weren't a franchise at the time. I worked for the Ilitches, who own Little Caesars, and they also own the Detroit Tigers, and they own the Detroit Red Wings. And I'd never seen a hockey game in my life. And one year, they surprise all of the managers and regional managers, and they fly us all out to Detroit. And I got to go in a Tiger Stadium while it was under construction. I got to go in the Fox Theater. And then they take us to a Red Wings game. And the area managers, the regional managers, we got to sit in the owner's box. And they had flown us out on a red eye. And so here I am. I'd worked all week. Fly me out on a red eye. And I am sitting in the owner's box. And I flat fell asleep. Drool coming down my cheek. They say I made the Jumbotron. I don't know. But falling asleep in the owner's box with the Ilitches there, not a good move. I can't stand hockey because I need more scoring. It's the same with soccer. Soccer and hockey on SportsCenter, where they just show you everything, all of the plays, and they cut out the 3 hours of otherwise nothing happening. That I can get behind that. I love that we're on this sports topic. Orion, football. What's great about that? Some guy in a prison uniform stands in the field with a whistle. I see a bunch of people run around nonsensically. Then the constant pauses between plays. Not fun. Mystery of the sports ball. David says, me personally, the only sport I watch is chess. I watch so much sports. I don't know where I find the time, but I watched just about every minute of the Masters. I watch NBA like crazy. I watch NFL. My wife loves college basketball. And so we watched all of March Madness. And we watch a lot of sports. Jenny says, haha, that's funny, but really I love watching it. I struggle to watch any other sport. Love the Golden Knights. The other professional hockey game that I went to was the Dallas Stars. And center court? Is that what it's center ice? I don't know. About 10 rows up so we could see over. Great seats. And maybe it's my eyesight, Jenny, but I had a hard time keeping my eye on the puck. And again, I didn't know the rules. So my friend who's a season ticket holder, who's actually my other boss at the time, I paid attention this time. This is when I was in Dallas on the radio. And I asked him, you know, a fight breaks out. And, you know, it's the old joke. What happens? You go and see a fight and a hockey game breaks out. But these two guys are just wailing on each other. And I'm like, what? And the refs weren't doing anything. And I'm like, what? what do they do? And he's like, yeah, just let them get tired. they'll just get tired. And then you just kind of pull them apart. And I'm like, okay, I can get behind a boxing match on ice. That kind of makes sense.